AAZU FM, Pacific Grove, California. We have about a quarter of a minute. We can start with the program anyway and take telephone calls if you like. There's been a lot of news, and for a half hour, for those of you who are not used to the format, I take telephone calls, and if you have nothing to ask or to say, then I begin the World Watchers. But in the meantime, I do want to know what you're thinking, and you can call 375-3082 if you want to share something you saw in the news this week or heard or are interested in sharing. There is a movie just for a half hour this week on television. We sometimes talk about that. It's on Senator Joe McCarthy, and it's called The Biography of Joe McCarthy. It's Channel 54, Tuesday at 8:30. I don't know how they can do 30 minutes on Senator Joe McCarthy. Sometimes if there's political movies on television that are of interest to you, or I think would be interest to you, we share. Or maybe you've seen something in TV Guide that we might be missing and you want to call in and tell us about that. I don't know what there is outside of that. It seems that there isn't much. I saw the schedule of new programs this fall, and there's a movie out, Daniel, on the Rosenberg family. It's open up in New York. It'll be in the theaters here soon. And there's a movie on Karen Silkwood. And there are some interesting movies, political movies coming out, controversial subjects. I always like controversial subjects. And maybe you can think of something. Sometimes these movies come and go off the TV, and I haven't had a chance to share them with you or pass it on so that you watch them. And some weeks there's a lot of that, and then sometimes there isn't much at all. So if you think of anything that you saw on TV Guide that you think we might want to know about, call in and tell us about it if you're bashful. A lot of people called the house this week. They wanted to talk about the Korean airplane and the consequences of that or the meaning of that, and we'll go into more of that in on the World Watchers program that begins at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9. It won't be a talk show, but if you have ideas, you can call now if you want to talk about the airplane incident. Did you hear Ronald Reagan on the news tonight? Did you like the program? You can call and tell me if you liked what he had to say, if you believed him. I remember when Richard Nixon went on television and told us that he didn't know anyone involved in the Watergate arrests at the Watergate Hotel. It's hard to do an act of following the president a few hours later and say he seems to be lying. But we'll do some more of that in a little while. It's 375-3082. There was an article from the London Observer this week that the French hired a Nazi, the Gestapo chief of Paris. There's been a lot of talk about Klaus Barbie being the Gestapo chief of Lyon and the butcher of Lyon and responsible for assassinations and murders. The London Observer said that a Gestapo officer implicated in the murder and torture of the best Allied agents during the war. He was recruited by French intelligence after the war. And this is one of the arguments that Klaus Barbie has been saying, and his defenders, is that he not only worked for the CIA, but all the other countries, such as Great Britain and France and the Allies, Italy, for sure, hired Nazis as soon as the war was over. His name is Ernest Misselwitz, and he's still alive in Germany. He ran the Gestapo. He had an interrogation center near a hotel, and he picked people up in a cab, so they trusted him. And then when he got them into where he wanted to torture them, he proceeded, and they did hop into the cab and believe that they were some friend, and there was reason not to know his tortures and how many of them till the war was over. The London Observer said his resistance records describe him as a sinister boss of the Gestapo in Paris, implicated in the death of another French hero, Pierre Broussolet, in 1942. The arrest and torture was identical to many of the Gestapo arrests and tortures, and took place in an apartment on Avenue Foch, in an apartment where they were beaten to death and held in bathtubs and nearly drowned or drowned. And when the war was over, he went to Germany, the French zone in Germany, in 1945, where he had high connections and was not wanted on murder charges and worked for the government and was described as the soul of the Nazi party in Paris and killed the resistance leader. So that now that Barbie is being tried, I think we'll hear a lot more of war criminals all over the world. This seemed to be the rule and not the exception. This is Mae Brussels at 375-3082. If you have any questions or want to share events that happened on the news this week, you call, or we'll continue with what I'm doing, taking some of the news that I may later put on World Watchers, but it's so accumulative that I'll share it with you now because sometimes there's never even time to get back to it. Here's a call now, and then we'll get back to some other stories. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Listen, I have an unrelated question. Do you know when the Monterey Jazz Festival is going to be held?
The Monterey Jazz Festival is it September?
Yes.
I don't know the dates.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you like the jazz festival? Yes, nice. I don't know the dates.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I shouldn't know the Monterey Jazz Festival dates, but I don't. So we'll have to wait on that call and... I think it's announced around time. If you want to know the festival dates, call the fairgrounds. And also listed in the directory, in the telephone directory of Monterey, is the Monterey Jazz Festival. So call the office there and they'll give you the dates. I think it comes towards the end of September, but I haven't seen anything in the Herald or posted around town that would make me know when the dates are. In the meantime, it's Mae Brussels, 375-3082. It's hard to answer those simple questions in your local community, but they do come up once in a while. Another article from the London Observer is that the amnesty that the United States promised for political prisoners in El Salvador, as we increase the financial aid, is a sham. That they take certain people out of the prison and have a 90-day amnesty, and then they put other people in the prison to take their place. And this article from the London Observer said that until early last year, the mutilated bodies of civilians killed after they were detained were easy to find. They were put on traditional dumping grounds for family and relatives and people in town to see. But now those who are doing the killing are disposing of the bodies where they can't be found because they want American money and the Americans to support the government. So now they're hiding the bodies where the bodies used to be out. To terrify people are hiding them. Well, I think it's just as terrifying not to know where they are, similar to Chile or Argentina or other countries where there's oppression. Just take them away and not know if they're alive or dead. When they're dead, there's that certainty, and you bury them and you know that they have been killed. This way, life is in limbo and you don't know where they are. This article from the London Observer said that figures collected by the Roman Catholic Church and human rights organizations confirm an upward trend in detentions for political reasons after the amnesty took place May 16, 1983. Passed by the right-wing dominated assembly, they let certain people out of jail, according to the Amnesty Commission. A total of 1,137 people benefited from the amnesty provisions that they be released. And then they grabbed up more prisoners and filled the jails with other prisoners so they can say, we released them, you told us to, and they're gone, so that's it. So this article says that now they are detaining other kinds of people. Among the cases that have frustrated the church recently have been the detention of three employees of its social services department who were captured after delivering food to a refugee center in El Salvador. They were tortured repeatedly in the National Police Headquarters here by officers with electric shock and so forth, and tried to get them to reveal the links between the Roman Catholic Church and the guerrillas of the left. As I'll mention on World Watchers in a little while, the top Jesuit priest of the Roman Catholic Church was just asked to resign and step down today because John Paul II, the Pope, thinks he's too liberal. And a appointed Jesuit head of the Jesuit Church is appointed for life, just as our Supreme Court justices are, church officials are. But the Pope wants all this silly business of liberalism and leftist feeding the guerrillas or helping them out. So that the new head of the Jesuit Church is in, and the old one is out. And one of the reasons for the torture down there to a country where we send all this money is to find the links of the Catholic Church to the leftists. That's pretty sick. I think it's pretty bad. The superior, the Jesuit who just stepped down, the very Reverend Pedro de Arupe Y. E. Gondre, his name is, he was there for 18 years and espoused liberal views on social and religious matters. There's an article in the San Francisco Chronicle today. Maybe you saw it. Incidentally, this father, this reverend, who's considered liberal, was in Hiroshima when the atomic bomb came. And he's the first general in the 443-year history of the Society of Jesus to be forced to resign. The Pope said to him just a year ago, get out, we're going to replace you. Interesting, he's called the Black Priest. I don't know why the racial groups or the social activists have never objected to the terminology of the church. The women's organizations have not liked some of the references to his in terms of the Lord, and they want it neutral, whether it's a man or a woman. In the Catholic Church, I don't know about other churches, maybe you know something about this, but the Pope is the white priest. And because he's under him, the Jesuit chief who works under the Pope is called the Black Priest. And there is that division of white and black, because the black in the Catholic Church is considered inferior. Do any of you listening have any feeling about labeling people, whether in churches or classrooms? What kind of business this is, the white priest and the black priest, the superior being the white? There's an article in a lot of newspapers regarding a book coming out, and then it was on the stands in the Globe this week, how John Kennedy killed himself in home movies. Did any of you see the pictures of that? He acted out a scene with cameramen and friends on how he would be murdered. And there's a book coming out called A Hero for Our Time, published by Macmillan. And the author is Ralph Martin. And he tells how Kennedy acted it out and was gushing with blood. And the symbolism, his wife Jacqueline was walking over his body and he falls on a dock. The interesting thing is that it was filmed at the home of Jacqueline's parents, Janet Auchincloss and her husband, and that's Jackie's stepfather. And Jacqueline's mother was close to George de Morenschild, who frequented their home at Long Island. And de Morenschild was the CIA agent in charge of Lee Harvey Oswald and Marina Oswald. He was from Minsk, Russia, and was closely associated with the family of Jacqueline Onassis. And maybe when John Kennedy was there at his in-law's house, maybe he felt some threat around them, and psychically or whatever, just sensed that there was danger. Because indeed, the friends they had, and Jacqueline, of course, right after the filming or just before, was on the yacht with Onassis and with him afterwards. And there were links to Argentina and the Nazis and the Aristotle Onassis connections to the Kennedy assassination. And I think it's interesting that he had the need to act this out before he died. It's certainly highly unusual. There's a quotation of Harold Weisberg in the article. A Kennedy assassination expert, Harold Weisberg of Frederick, Maryland, claims that letters were exchanged with Kennedy and Khrushchev right up to the Cuban Missile Crisis. He met Khrushchev in a way with strong positions on the invasion of Cuba, the location of missiles in Cuba. But he also met him in a social term where they were corresponding back and forth at least 100 letters. And they were friends, and I think the Kennedy, well, I think there were 60 letters. Kennedy genuinely wanted peace, but I don't know. It's hard to tell. He was rearming and saying the Green Berets to Vietnam, and it's really hard to know. I'll take a call here. There is a call now. Hello?
I was wondering what time you heard Mae Russell.
Mae Russell is on, I'm answering questions for 20 minutes, and then the regular World Watchers begins from 8 to 9. Do you have any questions that you want to ask about the research of the program? Is there anything you want to share?
No. I just was wondering if I live in Cupertino.
Oh, yes.
But I was wondering if I could maybe catch the station all the way from Carmel.
Well, are you hearing it now?
No, because I don't know where it's located on the dial either.
Oh, it's 90.3 here, but do you catch the program up there on Monday nights from 9 to 10?
On a sister station.
KKUP, yeah. What you'll hear tonight is what I had on the air last week. So you have to hang in there, and what I do here tonight, you can't get, so you'll have to wait till next week.
So so there's no way to get you.
Well, not unless somebody has a big antenna, because there are people that can get this as far as San Francisco. Or I have people call me, and they pick it up in San Jose, and I'm very surprised. It depends on the kind of equipment you have.
So that's 90.3?
90.3, but if you can't get it now...
I can get it, of course, from KFJC, but it comes so late, you know, that it's almost...
Well, do they have it on Sunday mornings, KFJC? That's San Jose.
That's right, 6 days later.
Well, 6 days later? Well, that's not so bad.
Well, I'm just kind of spoiled about things like that.
It should be good for 6 years later. That's why I date it and number them, because 6 years from now, you'll play them.
Yeah, but I guess I have a little bit of anxiety.
Oh, yeah, you want to hear about the Koreans, huh?
Among other things.
And Larry McDonald?
Oh, yes, why not?
What did you want to hear tonight? If you could hear it direct, what would you want to hear the most?
What would I want to hear the most? Uh-huh. Maybe some theories about this big media blitz.
Isn't it terrible?
It's just, I don't know, I think it's kind of interesting, you know, where it came and all, and...
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 19 years old.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad that 19-year-olds recognize a media blitz when they see one.
Oh, I don't think most of them do, to be honest with you. I think I'm sort of, maybe a little bit different, especially for people in Cupertino. You know, it's hard to get people to look at things like this in any way but, you know, the Time magazine.
Yeah.
People magazine style.
Well, call David Emery. Did you ever go over to KKUP in Cupertino?
I've heard your program once on that radio station, but it was also very late.
Yeah, no, it's tonight from 9 to 10. That's not late.
I mean, as far as when it's aired compared
to... Oh, no. Just tape it off there and save it. And by the time you digest it, you'll have the next one. And if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope, I'll send the sheet that goes with the tapes, and by the time you study that, you'll be ready for the next week.
Yeah.
Hang in there. You can order the tapes. They go out by subscription. You can get one tomorrow in the mail by tomorrow if you want it within a day.
Yeah, I'm afraid I can't.
Can't afford them.
Yeah. But I'm going to order them from you. I'm going on vacation.
Uh-huh.
And do you think that the bibliographies would be sufficient as far as covering
I don't think they are, but they're better than nothing.
Yeah,
Call David Emery and see if somebody tapes it up your way. There's some people that tape it off the air and share the taping with them. You get cassettes, 3 for $1, you know, at Kmart or something.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
Okay, ask some people that. But tonight, you can get last week's, and I can't solve your problem for tonight.
Oh, but so tonight, just in case, because maybe I can catch it if things are all right. Because I understand weather has something to do with this.
Yeah, 90.3, and we'll be talking about Larry McDonald. If you listen every week, you know how I hit him.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
yeah.
At what time are you going
to
be on tonight?
Well, 9 to 10 on KKUP. That's up in Cupertino. But you'll get last week's show, and I was talking about Larry McDonald just about 3 days before he died last week.
So KKUP?
Yeah, at 9 to 10.
But it's also a week late.
It's a week late, but it's about 4 years ahead of the regular news, so you're still ahead of them.
Well, that's yesterday's on KFJC, right?
Yeah. No, let me think. Yes.
Well, actually, I've got that one recorded already.
Yeah, I talked about Larry McDonald and stuff. Well, then you have to wait. I'm sorry. But you won't hear it on NBC for another 5 years.
Oh, yeah, I hardly pay attention to the media. And maybe... I was wondering, how is it that I got you on the phone right now? Do you work for the station?
No, I do a half-hour talk show before World Watchers starts.
Oh.
You're on the air.
Oh, no. Oh, that's really surprising.
You're on Canada camera.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting, really.
Yeah. Okay. I do a half-hour from 7:30 to 8. And then we begin the World Watchers.
I see. And all I wanted to know was when World Watchers came on.
Well, there's a lot of people in Santa Cruz that listen and don't know that the last week's show is on, so everybody gained a little.
I hope so.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Okay. How's that? He wanted to know how he could hear tonight's show in Santa Cruz. There is equipment. The more expensive your recording equipment, I guess the further it is, the better the reception, because I do get calls from people, and, you know, the next day, and they'll ask me for the sheets of broadcast, they pick up Kazoo up in San Jose. But most people don't have that. I guess you need a cable and some kind of equipment. I don't know. So he'll have to wait till next week. Now, if you want to call in, 375-3082, I'll answer your questions if there's anything in the news that you want to hear about. He's eager to hear what's on tonight. Is there anything in the news this week that caught your attention that you want to share? There was an article in the paper this morning about the Libertarians. They're picking their presidential candidate. How many of you Libertarians split your vote so that we got Ronald Reagan? If you did, then you can't complain. You like him, okay? The Libertarians have a new candidate, David Berglund, B-E-R-G-L-A-N-D. That name sounds familiar. There was a Berglund that lived here in Monterey that worked at Navy Postgraduate School who became one of the chiefs of the Pentagon. I don't know if he's that Berglund or not. This one's down in Southern California. He's an attorney. He's going to be the 1984 presidential nomination of the Libertarian Party. This is his platform. He would legalize all drugs. Well, he comes out of Costa Mesa in California, Orange County, so with Lacoste and Modales and the mob down there, I can see why he would. Wait, we'll take a call before we get to Libertarians again. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Hello. Are you tonight going to talk about the 747 being shot down?
The 747? Mm-hmm. I call it the 007.
The 007, yes.
It's licensed to kill.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I live in Santa Cruz, and we get you very clearly.
Uh-huh.
And several radios. I happen to be at a friend's house. We're all very interested. I say we all. I feel this is one of these setups that has been done by our great president and the Pentagon.
Isn't this terrible?
Yes, it really is. It's very frightening because they've reversed the role so that now, and things are bad enough already, but now he's making people really scream and yell and hate the communists, and we didn't need that.
No, we didn't need it at all, but what I'm going to do tonight is go into the motives for his doing this, how bad things were and how he's twisted things around. But I don't think it'll work. I'll tell you why. With international banks collapsing and with the Allies needing trade and not trusting us anyway, I mean, if all you young people catch on, can you figure out what Mitterrand or Papandreou or Margaret Thatcher and the world leaders are thinking? Can you really figure out? You didn't hear him quote any of them tonight, did you? Okay.
Didn't hear him tonight, by the way.
Well, you could vomit. I told my daughter coming over here, it always takes a lot of nerve to follow what the president says and get on the air 3 hours later and tell everyone he's a liar for the following reasons. But I was on the air 1 year before Watergate came down, from 1971 to 72. And the night they were arrested, I knew the whole framework of these crumbs, you know. So when Richard Nixon was talking, I just had to say, no, this is a lie, and this is a lie, and it was. Ronald Reagan is a dangerous man.
Very.
Very dangerous man.
I agree with you about the what are the other countries thinking, and they must really, they already thought we were pretty bad, but now they must think we're real crooks, idiots. Every word, all those, you know, adjectives that the government people were using after this terrible thing happened last Monday. It was really outrageous, and then within about a few hours, I think a lot of us realized that it was a total ploy. It was very frightening because I feel frustrated. What can I do? I want to call the White House and say, I think you're all a bunch of crooks, but, you know, they don't pay attention to it.
No, you're wrong. They do.
Mm-hmm.
You could get five people in Santa Cruz and have signs and go around the federal building like the post office and say Ronald Reagan's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised. A demonstration of five people is a crowd.
Yeah.
And the camera takes note, and I think you're wrong not to speak up or send a cumulative chip in and send a wire and send it to Congressman Panetta.
Yes.
And tell him this man is a menace to the world. And, you know, there's a night wire that's very inexpensive. You can send it. It's the silence that gives them the power. Just scream and yell. You know, look at how many years I've been doing this. I was on a Greyhound bus coming down from Canada this week, and the headlines, Reagan is calling them a liar. And There were four or five people on the bus, and I didn't know they were from Annam, and they would look and say, he shouldn't talk that way. Mm-hmm. And then not somebody else said, is this the way the head of a country talks? You know? I mean, even the words. He could say, this is a tragedy, and then figure out who did it. Mm-hmm. But he's using the propaganda ploy that Hitler used. You know, if you tell a big lie long enough, you hope people will believe
people
it.
People believe it.
But he's a very dangerous man, and do something. Send a wire to the White House.
I will. May I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Why, who is stirring up the Koreans so? Why are they so completely distraught about this, aside from the fact that their airlines was blown up? But it seems like they're just totally getting out there on it.
Well, I think one of the reasons is that wherever they're crying, the camera's showing them.
Yes.
I went to a play Thursday night where there were 3,000 people, and I said to the person I was with, I don't see one tear in the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we saw a good show, a musical, and I didn't see anybody crying.
Yeah.
And you went to dinner, and there wasn't, you know, just keep in mind that over 900 American citizens died at Jonestown, and he wasn't reacting at all. So why would, you know, 269 lives matter when American citizens were told they couldn't get out, they were captive, they were all going to die or be killed, and the family was pleading with the State Department and the CIA has still locked up the papers? How many elephant tears can he cry?
Yeah.
See, so these are American citizens. You don't have to go outside the border to figure what's going on. And another thing, I think the Koreans are crying for the same reason that Americans cried when Kennedy was killed. I think that they were about to have a social revolution. In fact, that's one of the things I was going to talk about, was the scandals of the missing millions and the corruption of the power structure.
Yeah.
And the point is that it's like the Philippines. I listened to an economic report tonight on Channel 3, and they were saying how healthy the economy is, and it'll be surprising that Chile will rebound and the Philippines will rebound because Marcos has no opponent. How do they have the nerve, you know, to say, well, this will make them economically strong because they don't have to divide the profit?
Yeah.
So we don't know who the Koreans are. Believe me, the cameras are focused on the tear. If the family lost members of the family, they're genuine tears.
Yeah,
but do you think the whole world is crying tonight?
No.
I doubt it.
Not at all.
There were more people killed in El Salvador last week.
I know.
By Reagan. So, I mean, what is this? He goes over there and runs the world as a Russian city. You think you're running the whole world? They said that. You know, is every border your border? So, you know, one good thing is if he spreads himself so thin, there won't be the power structure he thought he had.
Mm-hmm.
Because the conservatives are going to kick him out if he gets tough. You know, keep in mind the Russians haven't found the plane yet.
No, I know. No remnants, nothing.
Wait till they take apart the spy equipment, okay?
Yes. Right.
You know who the pilot of the plane was? It was the pilot for the president of Korea.
Yes, I know.
And so this isn't any dumb fool.
He's been around a long time, the man who was killed.
That's right.
I just want to thank you for being you and for giving us such terrific information. We certainly need it. We don't get it from any other place. And I listen to you as often as I can, terrific.
Good. Now, if you want sources for things to write to Congressman, just send a self-addressed stamped envelope and... Like, this is broadcast 613, you know, like, say, I want 610 to 14. You get four sheets and with one stamp. You know, I can pick every 4 weeks or send them in, and your friends can share it and copy it. And then the sources of the information are available to anybody who wants them.
And what's the P.O. Box?
P.O. Box 22511, Carmel 93922.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, now do we have time for one more call, or should we wind up the telephone calls because it's about 2 minutes before World Watchers? I can talk about the libertarians and click off the machine. Last week we had trouble recording. There was a lot of static or noise. I don't know why. I hear it on the earphones now. I don't know what it is. It shouldn't be coming through. It happened last week, and they should be clear. They've had trouble to we won't take any more calls. I'll just do one more minute on the libertarian candidate for the presidency. As I said before, he wants to legalize drugs. He comes from the area around La Costa and crime syndicate. He wants to bring home all troops, U.S. troops, and weapons home from overseas. He wants to abolish the CIA and the Internal Revenue Service and the national parks and the public schools. That's the new candidate for the Libertarian, if you like them apples. He hasn't said who'd run the post office, probably Joe Carcione. He'd deliver cantaloupes and mail at the same time. But David Berglund, B-E-R-G-L-A-N-D, is the candidate for the Libertarian Party. That's kind of a funny campaign, you know, to make all drugs legal. That would turn us into China at the time of Chiang Kai-shek, or Hong Kong with the international drug market. We'd be zonked out of our head, and that would be unfortunate. Okay, we'll switch to World Watchers now and begin that program. And then next week, if you have any calls, you let me know.